Auto workers at General Motors plants around the country are voting this week on whether to accept a new contract. The GM strike, now in its sixth week, is one of the biggest in recent history. But it's not unique. Over the last 2 years, hundreds of thousands of teachers, nurses, and factory workers have walked off the job demanding higher pay and better working conditions. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
25,000 members of the Chicago Teachers Union are on strike this week, canceling classes for a fifth consecutive day. Union Vice President Stacey Davis-Gates sums up the attitude of many frustrated workers around the country.
We have given enough. It is time to get something back.
The U.S. is enjoying a record-long economic boom, but workers' slice of the pie has barely increased, and their complaints are getting louder. Last year, more workers went on strike than at any time since 1986.
Working people have taken it on the chin for four decades.
Lawrence Michel is a labor economist at the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute in Washington. He sees mounting job actions among teachers, hotel workers, even high-tech employees.
The situation is that the workforce has been a tinderbox waiting to be lit, and if people see a way that they can solve their problems for themselves and their communities, they're going to take it.
In the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, it was routine to see hundreds of big strikes every year, idling a million workers or more. But in recent decades, work stoppages like the one at General Motors have been much less common. Many say the turning point came in 1981. When President Reagan fired thousands of air traffic controllers who were conducting an illegal strike.
If they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
In the years that followed, private sector employers often followed Reagan's example, firing striking workers. And with unemployment in the early 80s topping 10%, replacement workers were not hard to come by. Since then, the share of workers who are unionized has been cut by half to just over 10% last year. But with unemployment now near a 50-year low, there's less danger that striking workers can be quickly replaced. John Beck, a labor relations expert at Michigan State University, says emboldened workers at General Motors and elsewhere are asking themselves, if not now, when?
People don't revolt when things are at their worst. They revolt when things are getting better, but not fast enough.
Teachers have been leading this revolt, with walkouts from Arizona to Oklahoma and West Virginia to protest wages that have lost ground to inflation. Nurses have also been active on the picket lines. Like teachers, their jobs are not easily shipped overseas. Deborah Berger is president of the National Nurses United Union, which led one-day walkouts last month at hospitals in several states.
We can't continue to work off the clock, work without breaks. We're trying to raise the awareness of the community. They understand that and they support us.
A recent Gallup poll found public approval of organized labor near its highest level in 50 years. But Arthur Wheaton of the Industrial and Labor Relations School at Cornell says any big rebound in union membership is not likely, given the legal and cultural roadblocks.
So it's very difficult to organize new members. A lot of companies are hiring what they call union avoidance law firms, and winning an election and getting the first contract negotiated is extremely difficult.
27 states, including union strongholds like Michigan, now have right-to-work laws, which make union membership and dues-paying optional. Some unions are now paying more attention to improving pay and benefits for workers who don't belong to a union, campaigning, for example, for a higher minimum wage. If the UAW strike results in better pay for auto workers, employees in other industries may be encouraged to demand their turn in the driver's seat. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.